it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome in to the new PFF NFL Daily. Here's a recent snippet from the PFF NFL podcast.
All right, let's wrap up the AFC with the Los Angeles Chargers. Eliminated. They're 5-10. Brandon Staley, head coach, has been fired. Cause of death for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, this one's tougher because they're not one of the teams with a bad offensive line.
Too much hope. It was just too much hope.
So they have a pretty good offensive line. They've also got Justin Herbert. Now, he's been banged up again for the second year in a row. Honestly, their biggest problems have been, Brandon Staley's inability to turn that defense into anything viable has been a problem since he got there. That's a big issue. But basically just, like, players that are supposed to be pillars of this thing not firing, you know? Like,
yeah.
The player who we must not mention. I think we can go back to mentioning him because he's not playing well. Derwin James.
Ooh, there it
Derwin
is.
Derwin James.
First time in over a year.
Right. Has had a terrible year this year. And he's not alone. I'm not saying it's all Derwin James' fault, but Derwin James not playing well. Quentin Johnston, first-round wide receiver, not being able to be a factor this year at all has been a huge problem for them because additional moves that they made, Mike Williams, $20 million a year for a guy that's consistently fragile and gets broken. Well, he gets broken, and now you don't have your $20 million a year receiver, and the guy that you drafted to potentially be Mike Williams' contingency can't factor either. So that's two-thirds of your top three receivers just not doing anything this year. Austin Eckler gets hurt, comes back, doesn't look like the same guy again since that point. Joey Bosa has done very little this season. Like, everywhere you look, just the players that were supposed to be, you know, the reason this team was good have not been.
The one other thing I'll add, at a high level, it feels like they've been playing roster whack-a-mole during the Brandon Staley era. And Tom Telesco also got fired as GM.
Right.
He'd been there before Brandon Staley for a while. It feels like roster whack-a-mole, right? The storyline for Justin Herbert after his rookie season was like, played well under pressure. Please don't let that happen again. Let's get a good offensive line. And they did it. They rebuilt their offensive line and it was pretty good. And then all of a sudden after last year, it was like, man, they're lacking speed. They don't have explosive playmakers and their playmakers keep getting hurt. We don't want Justin Herbert there's a lot of talk about Mahomes and who he's throwing to right now. Last year, Herbert didn't have Mike Williams, didn't have Keenan Allen for big chunks of the season. Don't want to let that happen again. They drafted Quentin Johnston. He's been disappointing. Mike Williams gets hurt again. And now they're still in the same spot, right? Offensive lines, better. But the playmaking situation is now an issue. I think defensively, whack-a-mole. This is a team that was getting run on like crazy for years. Multiple-year problem for the Chargers. They actually improved their run defense this year. Now they can't stop the pass.
Right.
They were getting obliterated by the pass. Like, that should have been Brandon Staley's strong suit, right? We thought Brandon Staley was like, sure, and run the ball on us all you want. We're going to stop the pass.
Right.
Whack-a-mole all across everything the Chargers are doing. That's not a cause of death, but it's like it's a descriptor of what we've seen over the last few years for the Chargers. We're more than halfway through the NFL season. DraftKings Sportsbook still pumping out unbeatable offers every single game. New customers can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Bet on anything, $5. DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer every single game this October. You can get in on the football action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now and use code PFF. So you can go check out Monday Night Football tonight. You got Niners. You got the Vikings. You can go do it right now. If you're a new customer, you can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PFF. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. That's 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas, licensee partner Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, Louisiana, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in aunt. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
It is kind of funny. Everywhere you looked where initially Brandon Staley was given this sort of credit for maybe he's playing 4D chess, turns out he might have actually just been terrible. The fourth down stuff, right? It's like, ah, oh, the man's, you know, pushing the boundaries of analytics. And so, no, it turns out he was just crazy. You know, he went hyper aggressive with fourth downs in the first year, realized it was suicidal and insane, and then dialed it way back the second year. And same thing with the run. It's like, oh, he's inviting them. He wants you to run the ball because he knows it's less efficient. Like, no, it turns out he was just terrible. And then once you fix the run game, the pass was equally as bad, and it didn't work that way either. Like, everywhere he was given any modicum of credit, it turns out in future, actually, no, it turns out that's not what was happening at all. He was just lucky that way.
I feel attacked.
Yeah?
I feel like you're speaking directly to me.
I'm not. I'm just saying, people. If you were people, so be it.
Speaking of people, this is the other thing that sums it up. Clearly, Brandon Staley, overall, did not do a great job as head coach for the Chargers. They did make the playoffs last year. But you would say, given a rookie contract, Justin Herbert, and I don't care where the discourse is on Herbert, he's a top 5 to 8 quarterback, probably closer to 5 than 8, and he's on a rookie deal. And so that's a wasted few years for the Chargers, that they didn't even win a playoff game, and they blew a 20-whatever point lead in the playoffs. It is just, it's very interesting, the hiring process. Look at the difference between a Brandon Staley and a Dan Campbell, and how we do the whole head coach hiring thing. And when people ask me, who's a good head coach candidate, and I insist I don't know. Like, how could I possibly know? Like, Ben Johnson from the Lions is going to be the hottest name this offseason because he calls the best plays. But 3 years ago, Brandon Staley called the coolest defensive plays. He wasn't 2-gapping, he wasn't 1-gapping, he was 1.5-gapping. He was changing the defensive scheme. It was the hot scheme. It was the scheme that was going to shut down Mahomes and the Chiefs and the best offenses. He was the best defensive play caller, the new hot defensive mind. It didn't matter because, forget the X's and O's, whatever it was, he was not getting the players on the team to play well. Dan Campbell in Detroit, what scheme is he associated with? Nothing. There's no scheme. You're not like, he doesn't have to have a downhill power running attack. He doesn't have to have a blitz heavy scheme on defense. He doesn't have to have anything. He just hires people that are going to be good, gets the right people in the building and motivates them and gets them playing well, which ultimately a head coach probably has to do. Some of them are going to call plays. It's just an interesting dynamic when we get into head coach hiring season. Clearly, Staley was not great at his job, and a guy like Dan Campbell is, and we always tend to lean on, you know, the play calling and the stuff that we can see when the most important stuff is the stuff we can't see.
You know that moment in movies where somebody, like, questions the power of God, and then there's, like, a rumble of thunder, and they're like, oh, I take it back, you know, well, I mentioned the player's name, and the building lost internet for 60 seconds. We lost Wi-Fi and Ethernet. So,
did we?
Yeah. Did the stream get... It buffered for a while, and now we're back. But maybe I won't mention his name again, because apparently there is power there that I mocked.
Number 3 on the Chargers. Can't do it again.
Yeah.
All right. Autopsy done on the Chargers?
Yeah, so cause of death, I think, is the important players just not either not being healthy again or not playing at the level that they need to play at.
All right, let me find
including, by the way, Justin Herbert. I mean, his at least, I think, have reasons for it, you know, like broken fingers and stuff. But he didn't play as well as he did previously, and that's an important element of this team not playing as well.
He's been hurt the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And so how much – look, I think there's a lot of QBs through the years that have played hurt.
Yeah.
And you don't know it.
Right.
Or
but
you
like,
don't,
but
you
there's,
don't focus on it. You don't think about it.
Yeah.
But
there's a difference between playing hurt and playing with that giant, like, scaffolding rig in his finger. Like, you know, I it's not his fault, but him playing not as well as he played in the past absolutely contributes to the team not playing well.